Now, I might point out the theory of getting into the mining. In the mining, usually is started by the use of a churn drill in those days. Now, there are different kind modern drills now that would beat the 60 out of this churn drill, but in those days that's what we had to use, and what we used them for was we'd get a lease from somebody on a parcel of ground and go in there with a churn drill and sample the ground by a logical layout of lines and holes, and by determining when we drilled a hole, we'd go all the way to bedrock and sample. After we hit gravel, then we'd be doing panning about every 2 feet until we hit decent pay, if we did. Then we'd cut it down back to 1 foot. Now, this would all be in frozen ground. So most of it, once in a while you'd get some thawed ground, but not too often. But by this system, if you'd project in your mind a big area of perhaps 2,000 feet going up and downstream, depending on the width of the creek, for anything from 50 feet to 200 feet, and there we would lay out a checkerboard of 500-foot intervals going up and downstream for our cross lines, and 50-foot holes on those cross lines. And then if we had pay, then we would maybe close into... We'd go, first of all the way across that 50 feet until we ran out of what we would consider pay. Then we would back up and do a little bit more closer drilling, say like 25 feet between two 50-footers to see if we were actually in the pay streak. And then we would go up 500 feet. Initially, again, we would start with 1,000 feet, and then we'd back down depending on what we found. Then we'd go in with 500-foot intervals across creek and use the same pattern of 50 feet and closing it in on 25 feet to try to establish where the pay streak was, where the limits of pay were. And we knew from mining experience, and the price of gold at that point was $35 an ounce, so we knew what we had to have per cubic yard to make it a viable mining situation. So that would be the first step that most miners in those days would use in order to establish if they had a mine.